Logan Paul is over party. 22.3K tweets. I'm over.
Dog, how can I possibly go on with my career after this?
$25,000.
$120,000.
$500,000 Australian, which is $500,000. In crypto zoo.
So yes, Logan Paul is being called out for allegedly scamming his fans and causing them to lose millions, and it's getting ugly, as it should.
I'm not a fucking scammer like Logan Paul, I'm not a clown. But when crypto companies come to me and say, will you pump our coin? They start by offering me $50 to $65 million. They say, look, we'll give you $65 million if you'll mention this coin on a podcast.
Things are not going well for dear Logan, and this is in spite of him doing his best full-blown social justice warrior impression during the rebrand of the century.
I've just grown up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I've changed.
But that's a lie.
It looks like you can only fake not being a complete and total dickhead for so long. Let's not forget, this man is being exposed on the internet for allegedly scamming the same fans that made him one of the most famous people on the planet and rich as hell.
How much you got in the bank right now? How liquid is it?
A lot.
How much? What's a lot? I can handle it.
Yeah, I can't say.
But this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. If you know his history, you know this wouldn't be the first time he was canceled, because this is the same person who flew to Japan to visit a place called Suicide Forest. Because not only did he go there and then film it and then laugh and joke and ha ha hee hee, but he uploaded it, monetized it, and yeah, things got crazy for him.
But this morning, Logan Paul is in some hot water after he posted a video allegedly showing the body of a person who recently committed suicide. The video viewed over 6 million times in just 24 hours. It was part of a series Paul was posting from Japan.
Literally every news station in the country was talking about it, and this took Logan Paul from just being another silly YouTuber and transformed him into being infamous, and he totally deserved it. Now remember, he was canceled for this at the time, but I guess it didn't stick. Hopefully this one will. But he was able to Pokemon card and box his way back to relevancy with a new and more mature image, which people bought for the most part.
I can't believe you bought that.
But instead of, you know, not being a terrible human being, he screwed over the people that bought into this new image and then gave his career a second chance. And we're going to get into all of that, the accusations, the victims, the facts, and Logan's response. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. Now, YouTuber, media personality, professional wrestler, and podcaster Logan Paul has been found under fire again. And this is because he led his followers to make bad financial decisions, and yeah, they're pissed. Now, the first real strike against Logan came from his promotion of Ether and Max that turned out to be a pump and dump scheme, with the coin losing 97% of its value since early July. In June 2021, Logan and Floyd Mayweather had a boxing match where they promoted the hell out of Ether and Max, where Logan earned free EMAX coins where he sold for a hefty $71,800. His fans that listened to him actually invested in the coin and he didn't pay by the company, and they weren't lucky, and 99% of them ended up losing a ton of money. Now, this is a bona fide scam that Kim Kardashian, as well as Floyd Mayweather, also got in trouble for with the SEC, or the Social Securities and Exchange Commission, for promoting as well. And not just them, a lot of celebrities. But that wasn't enough for Logan Paul, because he got the bright idea to pump and dump on his own followers himself. Instead of letting some sketchy crypto company do it, he decided he was going to start his own sketchy crypto company, allegedly. Now, he went to his podcast Impulsive and started hyping up this new coin called Dink Donk, and how much he believed it and what it was the future of crypto, and it was a shit coin, but we're all in and we're having fun, and yeah, but nobody had fun except for Logan, because everybody lost their shirts on it.
What up, Dink Donk Telegram? It's me, Logan Paul. Now I know what you're thinking. Logan, what the fuck are you doing here? I'm doing the same thing as you. Holding my doink. That's what I'm doing. This is a shit coin I believe in. It's my favorite one, to be honest. Dink Donk is so much more than a meme coin. It's a multimedia coin.
On June 28th, 2021, Logan took to Twitter and mentioned the coin again and gave the impression that he just stumbled across the coin and he was just a supporter and a holder of it. Come to find out that he did have input on the creation of this South Park-inspired cartoon character, but that ended up being a lie, and people later found out that he did have a hand in it, and yeah, the guy probably made a lot of money. He convinced his fans to buy this coin that he acted like he didn't make, and they lost a lot. But that was just the beginning of Logan's schemes. After the Dick Doink mishap, you know, that failed, Logan took this podcast once again, his most loyal audience, and expressed his excitement in his new creation of a game that makes you money.
Because we're finishing up the development, but I am so excited about this project. It's so fun. It provides a yield with a token, can earn you money. And as a person who understands, I think, the NFT space enough to know what works, what people want, and what they're looking for, I think my game is going to make some waves. So
it actually is.
Stay on the lookout for
Which sounds great. Who wouldn't want to play a game that makes the money? The game was called CryptoZoo, and the instructions were pretty clear. Buy a crypto token in the currency named CryptoZoo. Using the Zoo coin, you buy NFTs in the form of an egg. As they hatch into any animal, you breed the different animals to create a new special type of animal. Then you burn the animal NFT to either cash out the Zoo coin or redo the cycle. I know this sounds a little complicated, but basically you buy the coin, you buy the NFT, you can make new NFTs, and not only do you make money off of your NFTs that you're holding, you make money off the new ones. Unfortunately, none of that happened. Even though Logan went on his podcast and claimed that about $1 million went into the creation of the game, with 6 months of preparation going into the graphics just by itself. So of course, since Logan Paul was pumping this, he's a huge influencer, he's pumped other coins before, people believed him and did what he told them to do. They went out and bought eggs for CryptoZoo to the sum of $2.5 million worth of Zoo coins and eggs while the game was still in production. But then the issue started to show. Logan Paul made his big thing talking about the artwork and how it was handmade, and he had people sitting down and creating really, really great, unique art for the game. But as the game got closer to release, images of the hybrid animals released, and people realized that they were just Photoshop images of different animals blended together, not what Logan had promised. Now, YouTuber CoffeeZilla is a big YouTuber who spearheaded this investigation and brought all of this information to the forefront. Most of what you're hearing today comes from his video and the investigation that he did on it. It's an amazing series. Go to his YouTube channel, check it out. But CoffeeZilla talked to one of the game's investors, Rob, aka Helicopter Bob, as he expressed how nothing that the game had been sent out, and he expressed that nothing that the game had promised him worked. Rob stated that he actually lost just under $7,000 on CryptoZoo, and that there was never a way of claiming your yield. So the whole idea behind the game is you play it and make money, but the money making system part of the game never worked at all. Another investor who lost money on CryptoZoo explained how he was never able to hatch his eggs either, and only able to get in touch with the game's community manager. And when he did get in touch with the game's community manager, Ben Roth, he was assured that the issue would be fixed. And again, it never was. So imagine you sell a crypto to your fans with this great mechanic that you done hyped up for them to make money, and it doesn't work. And not only that, but they've invested $2.5 million in it. But people were still believing in the token. They still believed in the coin. And there was a group where Logan Paul had posted videos before saying that he was promoting it and saying that he was behind it, where there were community managers telling people that Logan was going to push the crypto. Things go even worse as this story of scamming continues to evolve, because Logan was on to the next big thing. Earlier this year, a clip of Logan with his team surfaced where Logan started typing an upcoming project of his. But when asked if he was talking about CryptoZoo, because people had bought CryptoZoo and they hadn't seen anything happen with that project, and Logan had promised he was gonna fix it, what happened was he just drops a new one on him. No, that's not what he's talking about, and yeah, you're probably screwed. But this new project was gonna be called 99 Originals. On May 5th, on a Twitter Spaces call with investor advisor Nicole Brenham, Logan claimed that the developer of the game CryptoZoo took the code and held it for ransom as he fled to Switzerland, which is the reason for the game's downfall.
We had an issue with CryptoZoo where our lead developer took the code that he made, fled to Switzerland, and like held it hostage for $1 million.
He threw all the blame on the developer, but CoffeeZilla got on a call with the lead developer, who simply said the only reason why he took the codes and didn't give Logan anything was because Logan never paid him. And again, this is the same guy that said he spent $1 million on this game, but the developer never got paid at all?
He never paid me anything. At all, ever. I never paid. And, we got to a point when I was working on it where I just realized they were just going to try to steal all of my work and not pay me. And so I took all the source code private. And I just kind of, like, we spent like a month just trying to negotiate and get something figured out where I would finally get paid. Because, like, I'm on my end, I have a team of 30 engineers. So I'm earning $50,000 a week on building this thing. And the only thing they brought to the table were a bunch of Photoshop JPEGs.
Now imagine that after you spent $100,000 on tokens, or $150,000, or $500,000. And I think you would be pissed. Hell, even if you're just an average follower and lost 500 or 1,000, those are real people with real jobs and real lives who trust you because of who you say you are and try to support you and your goals and your dreams and your business. And instead of just giving them the product they pay for, those people got screwed. And then instead of doing anything for them or even addressing it, you know what he did? Makes a new project, which means the project that you invested in is now worthless because the person that created it and was promoting it apparently no longer gives a damn because now he's on to 99 Originals. But let me know what you think about this topic. Do you think that Logan is at fault for people believing him and investing in his coins? Do you think they simply just got outplayed? Do you think that he deserves to go to jail? Should he be facing a class action lawsuit? Do you think he should still be allowed to be on the internet? I mean, he's done horrible things before. Now he's actually hurt people, allegedly. Do you think he should suffer some type of social media consequence from that? What do you think will happen next? Will he survive and be able to rebrand again, or will this just fall by the wayside? I do know for a fact, though, with crypto stories or things of this nature, financial crimes, they seem to get easier swept under the rug because of the fact that most people don't understand the complexity behind it. We did our best to break down this story for you, and again, watch CryptoZoo's, and again, watch CoffeeZilla's video on the topic. It goes into much more detail and shows you everything that Logan Paul, the investigation has a lot of crazy loopholes that you never see coming. So definitely check that out. But let us know what you think, and I will see you in the next one. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church.